Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. It may be the dead of winter, but larger boats have one Lake Minocqua homeowner upset. Wakeboard enthusiasts promised to better police themselves after Jerry Mader urged the Minocqua Town Board Tuesday to restrict boats under power to 200 feet from the shoreline, double the current state law. Mader said wakeboard boats, in particular, are creating havoc when their large waves smash against the shoreline, causing erosion and endangering even the ducks feeding along the banks.
Waves have become more and more of a problem, and they're destroying the lakefront, the shoreline. The waves go right over your seawalls and everything.
Wakeboard boats have special features, including ballast and devices such as wedges to lower the stern of the boat. The result gives the rider a surfable wake. Mark Mapes, sales manager for Stengel Marine, which sells wakeboard boats in Minocqua, said education is the key to alleviating concerns.
We have a group, Surf Wisconsin, that teaches surfing, and one of their main goals is to teach people proper operation, how to use the boats properly, stay out away from the shoreline, stay out in the middle of the lake.
Along with about 15 other wakeboard enthusiasts at the meeting, Mapes promised to spread the word. The town board did not take any direct action. Afterwards, Mader said he was pleased with the results. 55 positions at Drs. Foster and Smith in Rhinelander will soon be eliminated. The jobs will be moved to the San Diego headquarters of Petco, which bought Drs. Foster and Smith a few years ago. A statement released Tuesday afternoon by Petco said the move was in part to drive improved results and allow us to expand key operational areas in Rhinelander. The move will take place over the first half of 2018. The jobs have to do with marketing, merchandising, and e-commerce support. Petco will continue to employ more than 450 people in Rhinelander and support ongoing operations. A new wireless internet technology could be coming to Wisconsin if the state assembly allows it. Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point explains.
White space channels that are broadcasted over the airways, it's believed that that can also be used to provide internet right to your homes. And so essentially individuals that would use this technology would almost kind of have like their own Wi-Fi modem in their household.
Teston says broadband internet was once considered a luxury item, but now it's towing the line of a basic need for many, especially for students.
Parents, educators, and even students have said just so they can do their homework assignments, they'll have to drive to a parking lot outside of a coffee shop or a library just so they can connect to the Wi-Fi because they don't have good connection at home.
It's expected the assembly will take up the measure later this month. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker now wants to close the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Juvenile Prison several months sooner than originally planned. Walker is pointing to a springtime closing for the troubled facility. It would be converted to handle adult offenders. Several active lawsuits claim inmate abuse was committed against the young prisoners. The governor's reorganization would cost $80 million. Changing the facility in Irma to a medium-security adult prison and opening five smaller regional prisons for young offenders. According to the state fire marshal and Woodruff Fire Department, Tuesday afternoon, the cause of the fire in Woodruff Monday night is officially undetermined. WJFW Television reports it took 12 fire departments, 200,000 gallons of water, and 7 hours to put out the fire. It completely took out a building next to Dolan Field, a private airstrip. No one was hurt in the fire, but millions of dollars worth of boats, RVs, cars, and snowmobiles stored in the building were a total loss. Wisconsin lawmakers are working on a bill which would return released violent sexual offenders to the county where they lived before they went to prison. Two sexually violent offenders who aren't from Portage County were placed by a judge in the town of Albin. Several lawmakers from central Wisconsin have been pushing for a change in the law. The bill passed in the assembly Tuesday would end the practice of a judge making the final decision on the offender's new location after being released. A Wisconsin native is one of several Navy officers facing criminal charges in fatal accidents involving two ships. Commander Bryce Benson is from Green Bay and a graduate of Marquette University. He commanded the USS Fitzgerald, which was involved in a fatal collision off the coast of Japan last June. 7 sailors were killed. 10 more sailors died in an accident involving the USS John McCain last August. Several members of Benson's ship could be charged. The charges against the officers include dereliction of duty and negligent homicide. Our forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 14 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 30. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. And for Friday, partly sunny, a high near 37. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.